Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The former general manager of the Cincinnati Reds and Washington Nationals, MLB insider for CBS HQ and host on SiriusXM's MLB Network Radio, Mr. Jim Bowden joins us here on CBS Sports Radio. How are you, JB?
I'm doing okay, Jody Mac. How are you?
Good. And when you say you're okay, I'm sure that means health-wise and fighting to lessen the curve like all of us here in America these days. But I also need to know, how you battening down the hatches down there? Have you gotten clear of the tropical storm that's starting to make its way up the East Coast here down in South FLA?
Yes, I was fortunate here in South Beach. The storm went just north of us. We did get heavy winds and waves, but we were fortunate to get by it. You know, for me, it's been difficult. I've got probably 12 different masks. I have the sanitizer Purell on my desk. I wash my hands. But I've never not been to the ballpark since I was 5 years old. It's really difficult for me not to be around the batting cage. It's really difficult for me not to walk in the clubhouse or a manager's office. It's been really hard, and it's a huge adjustment. And down here in Miami, it's a hot spot, as everyone knows. We're one of the epicenters of the world for the disease. We have a lot of young people dying, of ventilators all being used. So it's been a very difficult time. And so I've been basically isolated since March. I don't think I've gone this long without being on an airplane since the 80s, I would guess. So, yeah, it's been a big adjustment.
I've mentioned this a couple times on the air. I think I'm going to have to break down again next week. Since March, I've gotten gas 3 times. I may have to go to the gas station for the 4th time since March. That's how much traveling I've done, back and forth to the store, and that's about it. So we're both.
Well, I haven't even done that. So, to be honest, I've gotten gas 1 time since March.
One? Damn, I thought I had. I thought that I was short because I'd only gone 3 times. You only gone once. Think of all that money you're saving. But I know you'd gladly fill up your tank over and over and over again if it was taking you to the ballpark. It's not happening down there in South Florida for you and or for the Marlins, because they've had to now scrap a week because of the incident they had right before the season started, lending itself to all the positive tests, taking the Phillies out of action for a week. Who is most to blame for the fact that a big early chunk of the schedule has been put in a major tumult? The Marlins front office for not being diligent enough with the players, Major League Baseball for not having rules in place to make sure the players understood how serious an issue this was. I know there's tons of blame to be shared. Who's at the top of the list?
Coronavirus.
That's very good. Good answer. All right. So then my follow-up question must be, who's second to blame?
Yeah. So, I don't know what happened. This is what I do know. We have 28 teams with zero positive tests, and these players are not in a bubble. And when you have 28 teams that don't have a single test, then you've got a lot of players doing a lot of right things and a lot of organizations doing a lot of good things, especially the way this thing is spreading in the public. So I want to start by giving the credit there. Now, what happened to the Marlins, I don't know. I do know that Major League Baseball did an investigation. When they got done the investigation, they feel that they know the player that got it first, that spread it. They didn't announce, because of the HIPAA laws, they did not announce who that player was. I also understand from their investigation that the Marlins didn't properly social distance on the plane and maybe didn't wear masks in the lobby. There were some rumors that players went out in Atlanta, but they were unsubstantiated. No proof, no facts of any of that, from my understanding, and the investigators weren't able to confirm that either, from what my knowledge is. So we really don't know exactly how it happened or how it started. What we do know is if one person gets it, it spreads really quick. And so you got to really prevent anybody. You really want to have a bubble without having a bubble. And that's what Major League Baseball is trying to do. We're seeing great baseball in between all of this. But the question is, can we prevent this from happening to another team? Because that's going to be the key for baseball going forward.
And that team that could be in question is the Cardinals. They've had positive tests, at least one player each of the next 3 days. They're scheduled. They were canceled this weekend, but they're scheduled to get back on the field on Tuesday. If a team like the Cardinals goes from 5 positives to 10 positives and we have another big chunk taken out of the schedule, how many times can Major League Baseball go through this?
Well, they're going to try to get through this schedule. They're going to try to grind it through. And I think that's what people need to understand. You know, I know there was a report on Friday that Commissioner Manfred had threatened to pull the plug on the season. But, you know, really what happened there is he had the conversation with Tony Clark that said, hey, the players aren't following the protocols. We need your help. Because if this happens, obviously, and becomes through the system, then you have no choice but to shut the game down. And so, you know, they need the union, not just the GMs, the managers, the coaches, but the players need to do it. Now, again, I want to compliment the players because, again, we got 28 teams without a positive test. I mean, those are good numbers based on what we're seeing in society. But we can't have the other two teams take place. So we need to find out, you know, how did those players get it? What you know, trace it back, investigate it, find it out so it doesn't happen again. Because I know initially they were trying to blame Delta Airlines. Well, Delta Airlines is kicking people off planes if you don't wear a mask. They took a plane and turned it around and landed it and made people get off because they wouldn't wear the mask on the plane. You know, people are trying. But when this happens, we got to figure out how and why. And that's the key going forward. You got to know how and why, and we got to stop it. We got to try to make sure that 28 teams can stay negative going forward.
Former Major League General Manager Jim Bowden, our guest here on CBS Sports Radio. Yesterday, Lorenzo Cain decided to opt out. He's the first, you would call, star-level player who, since the season has started, decided, no, I just don't like the way this is working out, and I think I'm putting myself and my family at too much of a risk. I'm going to walk away for the rest of the season. Isolated incident, something baseball should keep a close eye on, because if it becomes a trend, all of a sudden you're watching star players walk away. What did you make of Lorenzo Cain deciding to call it a season?
Well, as you know, I know Lorenzo Cain well. He's a big Dallas Cowboys fan like I am. And Lorenzo Cain is a class individual. That's a Gold Glove center fielder, finally got it last year, can hit, was having a great year, looked healthy. He's got a beautiful wife and three great kids, and he chose to opt out, and that's an option for players, that they can do that. And you can elect out and be respected and then come back next year. And, he's been thinking about this for a long time. He was undecided and then, you know, finally decided to opt out. I don't think it's an isolated case. I think you're going to see more opt out. You need to prepare for more to opt out. My big concern has been, you know, like Isan Diaz opted out. Well, he looked at all his teammates testing positive and said, I don't want any part of this. And so he opted out. I think if teams start to get more positive tests, then I think more players under those circumstances will consider it. Players that are their wives that are pregnant, if all of a sudden some of their teammates were to get it and they're sitting there trying to stay healthy, there could be opt-outs. My other concern, to be quite frank with you, Jody, is what's going to happen on September the 10th, when you got two or three teams that are out of it. Are you going to finish the season, or are you going to opt out on September, 10th or 15th or 20th if you're on a team not in it? I think that's possible as well.
Well, of course, that bridge, when we come to it, we still got 5 weeks before that, but it is something you should keep your eye on for the future. You're exactly right. All right, something near and dear to both your and my heart, major league moves slash transactions. I saw you tweet about this the other day. Mike Foltynewicz gets DFA'd by the Braves and goes through waivers, and no one claims him. Surprised not once, but twice. Number one, that the Braves even went as far as to DFA him after a bad start. No, his velo's down some, but he didn't have a terrible year last year. He had a game that he got bounced around in the playoffs where they didn't really field well behind him. I was surprised by the DFA, and then not one team in baseball claimed him. Is that coronavirus related in any way? What are you hearing on why Foltynewicz is off the Braves roster, but yet still a member of the Braves organization?
There's a lot of teams that are in real financial trouble, and there's a lot of teams that are laying off employees as we speak, or not renewing contracts as we speak. And there's a lot of teams that don't want to invest $2.3 million, which is the prorated amount left on his contract, to see if they can, you know, reclimate him and bring him back when there's only 2 months of a season left. It's a lot of money. Now, that being said, am I shocked that the Boston Red Sox, as pitiful as their rotation is, didn't at least put a claim in on him? Absolutely. I mean, that makes no sense to me. Boston needs them to be competitive. They're not competitive with their rotation. And Foltynewicz, last 10 starts last year, ERA 2, really good. He had a three-week spring training. Yeah, his velocity's down. It was 91-92. I get it. He didn't look good. I understand it. But I got to tell you, Atlanta thought they could get him through waivers, and they wanted to put him in the alternate site and fix him. I am just really surprised that a team like Boston that has the financial resources, even with the losses they're taking this year because of the pandemic, didn't take a chance on him. That's what surprised me. I'm not surprised that most teams pass, just because I'm just hearing – you know, when you start talking about teams are losing $100 million, no fans in the ballpark, and they're losing $100 million they weren't expecting, that's like serious money. So, again, I'm not surprised with most of the teams, but a team like the Red Sox, yeah, I was surprised.
Fair enough. During your time as general manager, either the Reds or the Nationals, you ever have a player go AWOL on you?
Yeah, I did. I did have players go AWOL. I chose to keep that private unless they didn't make it to the ballpark in time for the game. And I would try to cover for the players the best I could, but I can't cover for you if you don't show up to the park and you're not there in uniform at game time. Then I can't cover for you. The case of Cespedes today was handled really unprofessionally. And if he's going to opt out, have the decency for all that Brody Van Wagen has personally done for Yoenis Cespedes. Call him and tell him you're opting out. Call him and tell him you're not going to the park. Look, I understand his frustration. I don't know what's going on in his personal life. I don't know if he's had a positive test. I don't know if he's got personal issues going on. I know he wasn't hitting. His lower half didn't look good, but his power looked good. But I didn't think the lower half was going to be good enough to hit. Mid-30s right now at his age, I just feel like you've got to handle it better. And even you're in New York. I mean, you know this thing's going to get blown out if you don't do it the right way. And to not call and then have your agent call late in the game to say that he's fine, he's safe, and he's opting out, it's just really, really disappointing and unprofessional, in my opinion.
I agree wholeheartedly on all fronts. All right, you mentioned earlier some good baseball being played, or sneaking up on 2 weeks of it. What has jumped out at you the most on the positive side?
Well, I mean, there's no doubt Yankees and Dodgers. I mean, they're the two best teams in baseball, and they haven't disappointed. Clayton Kershaw looked great today. In his first game back, I mean, his stuff was really nasty. So that's been really positive. Lewis Robert's going to be Rookie of the Year. He's so exciting to watch. Shane Bieber, we should refer to him in the same breath as Jacob deGrom and Max Scherzer because he's one of the elite pitchers in the game. I love the extra innings rule. I think it's here to stay, although I would make it starting in the 11th inning instead of the 10th inning starting next year. I love watching the grandson of Carl Yastrzemski, Mike Yastrzemski, what he's done. The universal DH is definitely working. Kyle Lewis has surprised me. He's certainly an exciting player to watch. I'm not sure how much he hit, but to watch his power and what he's done has been really good. And so those have been the real positive things that I've seen so far.
Fair enough. Will there be a DH in the National League next year?
Yes, there will be, and there should be. The time for pitchers to hit are behind us. I don't think there's any question about it. You can't sit there and spend $32 million on a pitcher and have him come to the plate and get hit by a pitch, break a wrist, and be out 6 weeks. You can't have a pitcher round third base, pull a hamstring at $30 million a year and not be there. The time has come for one rule in both leagues. You can't sit there and have an interleague game on every single day in your schedule and have two different rules. You can't get to the World Series and have Nelson Cruz as a DH sit on the bench because there's no DH rule for three or four of the games. You can't do that. No.
All right.
It when poor Big Poppy had to go on first base. Yeah, it's here to stay.
Here's another of the famous McDonald Bowden bets. There was no DH this year. There will be a DH next year. And then in 2022, we will never see the DH again. But it will be part of the collective bargaining agreement after next season. Mark my words, you're going to have to put up with it for one more year. Sorry about that, JB.
I don't agree with you. I think both sides are working together right now really well. And both sides want the universal DH. So I think you're going to get it. I think you're going to find there's going to be a swap right now that takes place in the winter, and I think you'll find universal DH is here to stay. So we'll wait and see, Jody Mack.
We agree on the outcome. We just disagree on the timing, which is about par for the course between you and I. Jimmy, whenever I get the chance to hack it up with you, I enjoy it greatly. Thanks much for hopping on with us today. Stay safe down here in sunny FLA.
Thanks, Jody Mack. You too.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.